Today's share of the Daf Yomi is Gemara in Sota, Daf Yud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Norma Levit. All the Neshamas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we begin on the very top line, Yud Aleph from Aleph, continuing in the wonderful discussion that we've been having regarding darshing certain psukim. We'd gone through a number of psukim from Shimshon, a number of psukim from Yehuda and Tamar, and today we're actually going to go through psukim from the story of Pesach. So very fascinating time. Of course, the shear is actually falling out on Pesach. I'm dictating it before Pesach. The shear actually comes out on Pesach, so very, very appropriate to be learning this on Pesach. So we start again, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, top line, Kayotze Badover, similar to the way we darshan the word Amek yesterday, not to darshan it literally from the valley, but it means from the depths of a halachic discussion, meaning from an earlier period of time, this was already visible. So Kayotze Badover Atomer, we find the similar usage of the word Me'emek in the following pasuk. This is talking about Yaakov sending Yosef to go look for the Shiftei Ka, and it says, Vayishlochehu Me'emek Chebron, they sent him from Emek Chebron, from the literally the valley of Chebron, but we darshan that Amar Rechinina Bar Papa, Rechinina Bar Papa darshans, and he says, Be'etzo Amuka Shaloso Tzadik Shekovu B'Chebron. This is a reference back to Avram Avinu, who's buried in the Moras of Achpela in Chebron, that this was an earlier idea of his. This was Eitzo Amuka, from a deep understanding, a deep level of Das over here, that this is referring to when it says, Vayishlocheo me'emek Chebron. It says, Yodoa Teda, Kiger Yezarecha. By Avravidu, it uses this lotion of Yodoa Teda. So, Be'etzo Amuka over here, Avram Avinu knew that Nebuch, his children, would become imprisoned in Mitzrayim, and therefore, he sent them over here, me'emek Chebron. This is from the depths of Chebron, what was already known to Avram Avinu from Chevron. Okay, then we have the pasuk Ki Amar Ein Li Bein. Here we talk about Avshalom. We had mentioned Avshalom in yesterday's shir, a number of situations. So now we continue discussing Avshalom a little bit. Ki Amar Ein Li Bein. Avshalom said, "I do not have a child." Therefore, he was building this matzeva for himself. So Gemara says he didn't have any children. How can you tell me? The pasuk in Shmuel Bey says he doesn't have any children. Lo Havalei Bini. He didn't have children. Well, Ksiv, but we find in Shmuel Bey that he did have children. We'll see. He had four children, three boys and a girl. So the Gemara says, "Omer Yitzchak Bar Dimi, we dash in this pasuk Shalohilo Bein Hagun LeMalchus. He didn't have a child that was worthy to take over the Malchus after him, and therefore he built this matzeva. He built this monument to himself because he didn't have somebody that would quote carry on his lineage." Ruchista gives a different reason. Ruchista Amar Gemiri, we have a Mesori, we have a tradition. Kol Asorev Tevu Aso Shel Chaveiro Eino Meniach Bein Liyorshu. If you go and destroy your friend's field, you destroy your friend's crops, so then you will not have a son left to go and inherit you. This is a little bit Midah Keneged Midah. The crops are considered the, so to say, the produce of the person. So you destroyed his produce, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy your produce. And we know, we have a Mesorah that Evihu Kaye Ledeio, that Avshalom had burned down Eo's crops. Still, as the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk that we have also in Shmuel Beis, Vayomer El Avodov, Ru Chelkas Yoav, El Yodi, Velo Shom Soorim, Lechu Vatsisuha Vaesh, Vayatsisu Avde Avshalom, Esa Chelka Vaesh. So, he told his Avodim, go look at Yoav's field, and he has a barley field there, and go and destroy it. And they, in fact, they set it on fire. They destroyed his field. So therefore, he had children. However, he unfortunately lost them. They didn't live to go and take over his place. They weren't Mamali Malkum afterwards because of this idea the Ruch Chisda tells us. Okay, now we go to the next part of the Mishnah, where we say that the Chen Le'inyan HaTova Miriam V'chule. We had said, just like a Kosh Baruch Hu punishes Midah Keneged Midah by bad, so too he rewards Midah Keneged Midah by good, and we brought the example of Miriam. Miriam waited for Moshe when he was put into the Teva. What would happen to him? Therefore, when she got Saraz, so then all Kaisor waited for her. Shemar says, but that's not an exact Midah Keneged Midah in terms of time. Midami, Hasam Chado Shaita, Hacha Shiva Yomi. There, she waited for Moshe for, quote, an hour. As we mentioned, we did the Mishnah, Lav Davka was 1 hour. It meant for a short period of time. Hacha Shiva Yomi. Here, Kaisa waited for her for 7 days. So that's not an exact Midah Keneged Midah. Exact Midah Keneged Midah. She waited for a few minutes for Moshe Rabbeinu. So Kaisa waited a few minutes for her. So Amar Abaye says, you're right. So change the gears in the Mishnah, not to v'chein le'inyon hatova, that we have the same principle, but emo, ul'inyon hatova, ain't okay. But for good things, it's not an exact quid pro quo. You waited an hour, so they'll wait for you for an hour. No, by mita tova, it's different. And therefore, you say the emo, l'inyon hatova, ain't okay. Not v'chein, but it ain't okay. Rava doesn't like this. I'm like, Rava says to Abaye, but that's not what the Mishnah says. Don't be so quick to change the Mishnah. Ha, v'chein l'inyan tova k'tani. Our Mishnah said, and mida tova is the same. So this is the way Rava says you have to understand it. El Omer Rava, hachi k'tani. The Mishnah is teaching us the following. V'chein l'inyan tova, in regards to something that's good, the ba'osa mida. Yes, there is this concept of mida k'neged mida, but the mida tova is 500 times as great as the mida of Paranus, and therefore Ola Mida Tova Miruba Mimidas Paranus. So therefore, Miriam was rewarded, as I mentioned, it's 2,000 times versus 4 generations. So good is going for 500 generations, 2,000 generations, which is 500 more times than the 4 generations that Ra goes. So therefore, there's a 500-1 ratio, and that's why the Mefarshim explain that this period of time that Miriam waited, don't say it means literally an hour. It would mean, for example, that she waited, let's say, 20 minutes. If she waited 20 minutes, so then that would be exactly the 500-1 ratio, just about, because 7 days times 24 hours is 168 hours. If you then multiply that by 3, you get a total of 504 hours. So therefore, you're basically saying that the Mida Tova is 500 times as great. Again, Lav Dafka was 20 minutes, was a little bit less than 20 minutes. So therefore, the Mida Tova was 500 times more of a reward than what she did. So she spent about 20 minutes waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to have Bistra pick him out of the water. So in return, Klai Yisrael spent 500 times as much waiting for her. The 7 days, the 504 hours roughly, so therefore, in this situation, we see the Mida Tova is V'chein, and that's why Rava dashes it this way. So once we started talking about Miriam waiting, so now we dash in those psukim, and this leads us into an unbelievably beautiful discussion about Pesach in Yonah D'Yoma. So the Pasuk says, V'tetetzav achosom erechok l'deyar ma yeyoselo. So we dash in the first part of the Pasuk. So V'tetetzav achosom erechok amar Rav Yitzchok, Pasuk ze kulo al shem shechina nemar. The entire Pasuk is really referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the simple understanding that is referring to Miriam. How do we darshan it? He says the word Batei Tzatzav is referring to the Shechina, Dersiv, Vayavo Hashem, Vayisyatsev V'gomer. We see the word Batei Tzatzav, we use it by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayisyatsev. So that's the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. So the word Batei Tzatzav also is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina. Achoso, where is that a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is referred to as a sister, his sister. So, Dilsiv, Emor leChochma Achosia. Famous Pasuk in Mishlei, tell Chochma that you are my sister. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chochma is referred to as my sister. Merachok, she stood outside from afar. No, that refers to the Shechin as well. Dilsiv, Merachok Hashem Nirali, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me from afar. So this is another Pasuk that we have from Yirmiyahu, where we see Merachok refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the gears that we have is Ladas, but the actual Pasuk is Lideya. So Lideya should be the way you read this word. Tirsiv ki kel deos Hashem. So the Pasuk also from Shmuel Aleph, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as kel deos. Then it says ma yeyoselo. So how do we dash in that word ma? So Tirsiv ma Hashem okecha shomimach. The famous Pasuk, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Kim Liro, so just to have awe and fear of him. So we see Mo Hashem. This is a reference to Hashem. Finally, Yeyoseh would be done. So the Pasuk says, Kilo Yaseh, the word should be Hashem. Kilo Yaseh, Hashem Elokim Davor. So this is a Pasuk from Chumash where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kilo Yaseh Hashem. So this Yeyoseh is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Lo, referring to what would happen to Moshe Rabbeinu, but this refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, Dersiv, Vayikro Lo Hashem Shalom. Okay, so that's the way Rav Yitzchok darshens this pasuk. Now we go into a further discussion of Psukim regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're talking here about the Shibud, Vayokum Melech Hadash HaMitzrayim, Asher lo yada es Yosef. That's what the Gomer is. So we're going to dash in this pasuk, very famous drasha, many of these vertloch, a beautiful vertloch to say over by the Seder. So Rav Shmuel have a machlokas over there. What does it mean? Vayokom melech chodosh. One of them, we don't know which one, said Chadamar chodosh mamush. There was a brand new king actually, and he didn't know Asher lo yada es Yosef. The Chadamar, no, shenischatshu gizero sov, that he came in with new decrees. We'll discuss how the decrees against the Jewish people started momentarily, but originally there's a Medrash that says that Paro was against the decrees against the Jewish people, but ultimately they deposed him, and in order for him to get back his throne, he had to enact these horrific decrees against the Jewish people, and Paro was a Rasha, and it was worth it more to him to go and subjugate the Jewish people than to stand up for his principles. So, in any event, one opinion, either Rav Shmuel said it was a brand new king, and the other one said, no, it was the same king, but he just changed around his decrees. He instituted these harsh decrees against the Jewish people. Now, man diyamar chadosh mamash, the one opinion that says there was a brand new king, d'chsiv chadosh, it says, yokom melech chadosh, pretty straightforward. No, the other opinion that says it was just, he was nischachu gzerosav, man diyamar shenischachu gzerosav, because the lo k'siv vayyamas vayimloch. It doesn't say vayyamas hamelech, vayokom melech chadosh, so therefore, he never died. It's talking about the same king. Some of the Mepharshim say Itlav Dafka was the same king. He could have been a descendant of that king, but it was from the same lineage. Okay, the simple understanding is the same king. He lived a very long time, and he made new gzeros, and that's why it's called Melech Chodosh. But the end of the pasuk says, Asher lo yadas Yosef, so the opinion that says he was a brand new king, Chodosh Mamash, very clearly how you understand that. The Hava Dome, Keman Deloya Delei Klal, he didn't know him at all. But according to the other opinion, so it's as if he didn't know him. So he forgot. He had the lack of Hakaras HaTov. That's one of the reasons why Paro was punished. He was a Kofui Tov. Here it was. The Jewish people did so much to save the Mitzrayim. Yosef did so much, gave such a great idea, an Eitz HaTovah, to save all the Egyptian people. They should have had tremendous Hakaras HaTov. And instead, they ended up enacting all these horrible decrees against the Jewish people. Then the pasuk says, "Vayomer el amo." Paro speaks to his people. Hine am bnei Yisrael, rav v'yotzum mimenu. That's the end of the pasuk. So Tana, we learn the brisa. Who hischil b'yetsa b'tchila? He was the one that started. Vayomer el amo. Paro seems to instigate all of this over here. Lefikach loko tchila. Therefore, he was punished first. Who hischil b'yetsa tchila? He started first. Tchsev vayomer el amo. He was the one that seemed to institute this, inaugurate this, initiate this against the Jewish people. Lefikach loko tchila. He was punished first. Tchsev uvecha uveamcha uvecha ladecha. You'll be punished. You and your nation and all of your servants. So he's punished first. This was by the Makkah of the Tzvardeya. Then the pasuk continues, Hovon Yischakim Lo. So let us go and be very smart. Let us outsmart Lo. Who is the Lo referring to? So there are many different drashas over here. The Gemara here gives one. Lohem, Mibaylei. First of all, it should have said, Hovon Yischakim Lohem. Let us go and outsmart them. Why is it in the singular, Lo? So I'm Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama, who's the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Bo v'nechkan l'moshion shal Yisrael. Let us go and outsmart the Moshion shal Yisrael. There are many different interpretations. Some suggest this is Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo is Gematria, Lamed Vav. He'll be the one that we're born in 36 years. And others say no. Like the Gemara here says, Bo v'nechkan l'moshion shal Yisrael. It's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we know he's powerful, but let's see, try to outsmart him so he won't hurt us. But that nidunim, how will we go punish the Jewish people and not worry about this midah keneged midah, which we know is the underlying principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and punishes people. Nidunam be'esh, if we try to go and hurt the Jewish people with fire, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us with fire. And we know that that's true, that he punishes with fire. Because now we bring down two psukim. Rashi doesn't have the first pasuk, so Mistava Rashi wasn't choristers, but we'll read it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk in Yeshaya, he comes with fire. And the end of the pasuk says, V'garaso b'lave esh. The end of the pasuk shows that he will attack them with fire. He will go and take his anger out on them with fire. So that's the pasuk they were concerned about. Hashem is going to be midik make midik. If we punish the Jewish people with fire, we'll be punished with fire. Alternatively, it's this pasuk. Again, Rashi wasn't gorus the first pasuk; he just was gorus the second pasuk. Uksiv kivo eish Hashem mishpat v'gomer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and do mishpat with fire. So clearly, they didn't want to attack the Jewish people with fire because they felt that they would be punished back with fire. Midah keneged midah. So how did they want to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They said, oh, if we go and attack the Jewish people b'charev with a sword, it's also not good. Ksiv, now, we have the pasuk, u'b'charbo es kol basar. In the Masoreth Hashas, he brings down the pasuk to be, b'charbo shlufa b'yodo. In any event, there's a pasuk that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come with a sword. So therefore, he'll attack us with a sword if we attack the Jewish people with a sword. So they said, let's outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elabo u'nindunim b'mayim. Let's go and attack the Jewish people with water. Shekvar nishba Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Kodesh Baruch Hu already swore by the Mabul, Sheno may be Mabul Leolam again, that he's not going to bring another Mabul, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar, Ki me Noach Zos Li Vigomer. As the Pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised he won't bring another flood again on the world. So therefore, they thought they would be safe. However, they of course couldn't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hain Eino Yodin, they didn't realize, they didn't know. Shalkola Olam Kulo Eino Mevi Aval Al Uma Achas Umevi. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I won't destroy the whole world, but who says I won't destroy Mitzrayim? That's the first interpretation why they were wrong. Inami, alternatively, the Gemara says they were wrong because, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't bring a flood to them, but who says they won't go and drown in the water? Who Eino Mevi Aval Hain Boyim Vinoflim Besocho. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to bring a flood on them, but who says they won't go run into the Yam Suf and go be drowned in the Yam Suf? The Jewish people willingly, voluntarily ran into the Yam Suf. They saw the Jewish people went into the dried up bed of the Yam Suf, so they said, we can follow them. Of course, they didn't succeed, and ultimately they were all drowned over there. Behind the Yomer of the laws, this is what the Tana Rabbi Elazar said. What does the pasuk mean when it says, Ki ba davar asher zodu? Alihem. That which they tried to do against the Jewish people, it turned Alihem. It came back upon them. B'kedeiro shebishluba, the exact pot that they were cooking in, so nisbashlu, they got cooked themselves. So this expression, that which they tried to do to Klai Yisrael, hurt them with water, so ultimately Alihem, it came upon them. Now where do we see that the Lashon of Zadu is used, it means b'mezid, so where do we see that what they tried to do is referred to as cooking. So, my mashma dahai zodu lishno dikterhu. The Rabbi Elazar tells us that they tried to cook klaiso, so to say, and then they got cooked instead. So, where do we see lashon of zodu is a lashon of cooking in a pot? They'll say, vayozid Yaakov nazid. When Yaakov prepared the nazid adashim originally for himself, and then he gave it to Esav, and he bought the Bechorah, so it says, Vayozit Yaakov Nazit, so we see this Lashon of Zadu is a Lashon of Nisbashlu. Gemara continues to Darshan, Amar Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Amar Rabbi Simoi, Chiyah Barabba said, Rabbi Simoi, Shlosh HaYu Yosei, so how did the whole persecution of the Jewish people start in Mitzrayim? So there were three people that were involved in this Eitzah. We have Bilam, the Eov, the Yisro. They were the three secretaries advising Paro. They were the three important cabinet officers that Paro had. Now, each of them had different advice for Paro. Bilam, he was the one that said, hey, let's throw all the Jewish people in the water. Let's kill all the Jews. Let's subjugate the Jews. Bilam Shiyatz, so he was the one that gave advice to go and kill the Jewish babies. So, Nerak, so Mido Kineged Mido, he was killed. Eov, Sher Shosach, Eov was silent. He didn't say anything. He, for whatever the reason, didn't think his advice would be accepted. So he didn't say, yes, it's a good idea. He didn't say it's a bad idea. Others suggest that he did say it was a bad idea, but he didn't protest vehemently enough. So therefore, Eov said nothing. So therefore, he was punished. Nidon b'yisurim. He was punished to have to go suffering. Because when you suffer, you yell out. So you were silent once. I'll make you not be silent again. Mida keneged mida. Others suggest that Eov said, don't kill the Jewish people. Just make them suffer. So, Eov was shosak in terms of killing them. But he said, okay, persecute the Jewish people, so ultimately he was Nidon B'Yisurim as well. But Yisro protested, and he then had to run away because they wanted to kill him. Yisro Shebarach Zachu B'Bnei Bonav Sheyeshu B'Lishkas HaGozes. So Yisro, who protested and then had to run away because they were trying to kill him because he protested against what the king wanted to do, so he was Zochet to have children in the Sanhedrin. B'Lishkas HaGozes was the place where the Sanhedrin sat. Shenemar, as we have a pasuk that we darshan from Divrei HaYomim, many of the names of Divrei HaYomim are meant to be darshan. They're not literally a history, but they're drashos. So it says, Umishbichos Sofrim, Yoshua Yaivitz, the family of the Sofrim, which is Tamidei Chachamim, who were Yoshua Yaivitz, they sat with Osniel ben Kenaz, who was known as Yaivitz, so he was Talmud Chacham. So Tir Asim, they were the families of Tir Asim. Rashi explains the word Tir Asim as Mefarish b'sifri sheshamu trua b'har Sinai. Those are the ones that heard the trua on Har Sinai. Or alternatively, lishna achrina tirasim ashim shayu yoshvim b'shar Yishlayim. They were the ones that sat in the Shar Yishlayim. Then we have the next family was the Shimosim. Rashi explains the Shimosim, Sheshamu Mitzus Avim, the Bibnei Yonadav ben Rechav Mishtai Kra. This is a reference to the children of Yonadav ben Rechav, the Hemayu Bibnei Banam Shal Yisro. And these were the children of Yisro that were Zochet to sit in the Sanhedrin, as the Gemara continues to explain that they were the Bnei Keni, which was the Bnei Yisro. And the third family here that's mentioned is the Suchosim. Rashi explains the Suchosim, Hashem Shayu Yoshim Besukos. As the Pasuk in Yirmiyah tells us, Kedichsiv, Vaneshev Ba'olim, Vakarilu Mishpacha Sofrim, Dainu Sanhedrin, Vachain Tirosim, Ziknei Shar. So these are all references to Tamidei Chachamim. And who was this family? Hema HaKinim Habayim Machmas Avi Veis Rechov. So who were these Kinim? Uksiv, Ubnei Keni Chosin Moshe Vagomer. So we see that the descendants of Yisro were zochet to sit in the Lishkas HaGozes. They were Tamidei Chachamim. Where it continues the Dash of the Psukim. Menucham Banu V'Yolam in Oretz. Paro says to the people that, listen, if the Jewish people fight with us, Menucham Banu, they're going to fight with us, the Allah, and they will go up in Oretz. Now, shouldn't it have been V'Yolinu Mibayle? They're going to kick us out of the land. That's what Paro should have said. Why did he say, and they will go out of the land? As Rashi points out, should be really thrilled if they would leave the land. Because in this situation, if they're going to, if in the Dibur Masel of Alinum in Aretz, he says, Igarshenum in Aretz, they're going to throw us out of the land, he should have said. What does it mean? Mai v'Allah, halavai she'etsu sonam. If they're starting up with you, so the best thing in the world would be if they left the land. Ho v'yureyim mipneim. If we're scared of them, so good, Baruch Hashem, they're going to leave the land. That's what he should have said. But he said instead, v'Allah in Aretz, he said that they should leave the land, but he meant that Paro, the Egyptians, would be thrown out of the land. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, ki odem shemakalu l'satzmo v'solu v'kiloso b'chavero. They were really thinking that the Jewish people were going to throw them out of the land, but they didn't even want to say it. So they said, oh yeah, and they'll leave the land. But he really meant that the Jewish people are going to throw us out of the land. And therefore, he didn't want to curse himself, so he said, v'Allah, as opposed to v'Alinu, and we will have to go up from the land. Pasuk continues to Dashin, so they subjugated the Jewish people, v'yisimu alav sorei misim. So they appointed these sorry misim, these officers in charge of the misim, the taxes. So what does that mean? It should have said, Vayasimu aleihem sorei misim. They shouldn't have said alav in the singular. It should have said they placed upon the Jewish people sorei misim. What does it mean? Alav on him. Aleihem mi boyle. It should have said on them. So Tana Devei Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Shimon. So you learn in the base medrash of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Milame, this pasuk is coming to teach us, Sheheviu malbein. The Talalol Paro Bitzavaro. They brought a brick mold, so they took this way to make bricks, and they put it around Paro's neck, and Paro went out to go do the Avoda with the Jewish people on the first day. Oh, I can't go do this work. Isn't this any? I'm a very delicate person. I don't do manual labor. So they said, are you more delicate than Paro? Armulo, they said to anybody that objected to going out to make the bricks, Klum istinis ato yosem mi Paro? Are you a bigger istinis than Paro? Paro's going out to do work. You go do work as well. And they were tricked. That's why Paro is Pera. He tricked them into going out. He said, oh, I'm going to do the work too. So they all went out and they were dedicated, loyal citizens. So the king's going out. We're going to go out too. And then they said, well, listen, this is how many bricks you made. This is what you're going to do for the rest of the time. And Paro certainly didn't go out a second day. Then it says, Vayasimu alav sarei misim. What is sarei misim? So it means davar shemesim. Now, the word levenim is in parentheses, and many anachorists, including Rashi. In any event, it means something that they were forced to do. Sarei misim, these officers forced them to go and do the hard labor. Then it says, Leman anoso v'sivlosom, in order to afflict him, again, singular, with this sivlosom, this burden. So the Gemara says, anosom miboyle, it should have said, in order to afflict them with these burdens. So the Gemara says, Leman anoso lefaro v'sivlosom v'yisrael. So ultimately, Paro was the one that was punished. Leman anoso, because he gave the Jewish people this hard labor, eventually Paro got punished. So the anoso is Paro got afflicted because of the hard work that he made the Jewish people do. We continue darshin the psukim. Vayiven arei miskinos leparo es pisom v'yesram says. So how do we darshin Ore Miskinos. So again, Rabu Shmuel, we don't know which one said which. Chad Omar, one explained the pasuk Miskinos, Ore Miskinos, as Shemisaknos, as Balem. It was dangerous to go and build these cities. The Chad Omar, Shemimaskinos, as Balem. Not that it's dangerous, but it made them dal, it made them poor. Lashon of Miskain is poor, Rashi brings down. The Omar Mar, as the pasuk says, Kol Osek Bebinyan, Mismaskin. Anybody who does work in building is going to become poor. It's not a guarantee that things are going to work out for you. So I'm not going to raise this pasuk over here because it's not really teaching us something that's related to our drasha. Here, Mimaskinos is Balaim, was that they caused the Jewish people to work very, very hard and they didn't pay them. Pasuk continues and tells us what did they do, these Rei Miskinos of Paro, es Pisom v'es Ramses. So what were those names? So again, Rabbi Shmuel, we don't know which one said which. One of them said that the word Pisom was the real name. Kadamar Pisom Shema. And Ramses, and it was referred to as Ramses as well. The real name was Pisom, but it was also known as Ramses. Why is that? Sherishon Rishon Misroses. That, as Rashi brings down in the top of the wide lines, Rishon Rishon Misroses, Kishayu Bonim Kitzas, Hoy Misroses, the Nofel. So they would build a little bit, and it would break and tumble down. Then they'd have to rebuild it. V'chozrin Ubonim, who Nofel. And they would rebuild it, and it would come down again. So that's what Ramses means, that it would be Misroses. It would constantly fall down. It would break up. Resisa is to crush or to crumble, and therefore, that's why it was called Ramses. The real name was Pisom, but it was euphemistically referred to as Ramses because it kept on falling down. This is one of the harsh decrees that Paro did for the Jewish people. Even if you're a slave, you could take pride in building something, but here, whatever they built fell down, so it was worthless, and that made them very dejected. The Chadamar, Ramses Shema, the other opinion, whether it was Rav or Shmuel, we don't know, said that the real name of the city was Ramses. Ah, Veloma Nikor Shmo, Pisom. Why was it called Pisom? Shirishon Rishon, Pitahom Bolo. Because it would sink into the ground a little bit each time. As Rashi brings down, Nivla Ba'aretz, it sank into the ground. Then the pasuk continues, says, Chasher Yanu Oso, Ken Yebev V'chein Yifroz, as they would afflict, again, singular, Oso, him, Ken Yebev V'chein Yifroz, referring to Klai Yisrael in general. But the pasuk should have said, instead of Ken Yirbe V'chein Yifroz, it should have said, Ken Rabu V'chein Parzu Miboile. It should have said, they increased and they spread out in the past tense. Why did it say in the future tense? So I'm Rish Lakish, Ruach HaKodesh Mivasroson, Kein Yirbe V'chein Yifroz. This was a nevuah that, yeah, you're going to punish them and you're going to try not to have them have children. You're going to try to destroy the progeny of the Jewish people. Pum Faket. The exact opposite is going to happen, that they're going to go and be a very, very, very much increased. There will be Paru Urvu Yirbe V'chein Yifroz. Then it says Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. They were the word Vayakutsu means literally they were disgusted because of the Jewish people. That the Jewish people were like thorns in the eyes of the Egyptians. Very painful imagery. And that's what it means by Yakutsu. They hated the Jewish people so much. They were disgusted so much by the Jewish people. So Rashi says, in Divrei Maaseh by Yakutsu, Kilu einayim v'gufam umaleim kotsim b'rosam es Yisrael, pardon me, the fact that the Jewish people were managing somehow to have tremendous progeny, six Bekeres Echad. One opinion says there were six. Another opinion says there were 12 children born with every birth. So this disgusted them so much. It was like they had thorns in their eyes and throughout their body when they saw the Jewish people succeeding, never mind not being destroyed, but actually increasing because of the hard work that they put upon them. We turn to Yud Aleph from Mibayz. We continue dashing the pasuk by Avidu Mitzrayim Esmenei Yisrael Beforech. So the Mitzrayim, they subjugated Jewish people with Parech. What does Parech mean? Rabbi Elazar Omar Beferach. They started off with a soft mouth. So that means that Paro himself said, hey, come on, we'll all do this, we'll all be good citizens, come with me. They put the mold around Paro, says, I'm going to also build the bricks. So it was with a trick, Beferach, with a soft mouth. As Rashi says, in the top Rashi, Beferach, Beferach, Moshchum Bidvarim. They said, oh, we're going to give you a great reward. Everybody come with me. And then they saw how much they could do, and they said, this is now your quota to every day. First day they were excited. Everybody did a lot. So they said, oh, this is what you can do. This is what we expect from you every day. That's Beferach. That was Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Omar, he said, it meant Befricha. It was backbreaking, crushing. A pircha is a question in the Gemara where we slug up something. So this was crushing. A pircha is a crushing type of labor. Then it said, "Va'yemaru es chayehem." They made them terribly bitter. Ba'avoda kasha v'chol uvenim uvchol avoda basodet. So what does this pasuk mean? The v'gomer was uvchol avoda basodet. So what, how do we dash in this? So Amar Rav, Rava says, "Betchila they started off making their lives bitter. Bechomer uvenim. They made them have to make all the bricks." And then, subsequently, they made him do even more degrading stuff out in the field. Then the pasuk says, they had to do all this work beforech. So, Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Yonah's son, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachmani, said, Amar Rav Yonah's son, Shayu machlifim meleches anoshim linoshim. Umleches noshim lanoshim. They made the men do the women's work, and the women do the men's work. Men and women are built differently. We're each capable of certain things much more successfully than other things. Men are stronger physically than women. It's not a pejorative statement against women. That's biology. Men are stronger than women. So the women had to do the back-breaking hard work that a man normally did. And the men had to do the type of work that a woman normally does, which they weren't used to and they weren't good at. And it made them very, very frustrated. So this idea of Avdu Behem Befarech was they switched around. So sometimes a person works very hard, but he enjoys his work. A person who loves digging in a quarry all day, he's muscular, he enjoys the schwitz, hard work. So even though it's manual labor, other people might not like it. A man might like it. You ask a woman to do that, it's usually not going to be good. And likewise, a woman does certain things around the house or does certain types of occupations, so they're not something that a man would enjoy doing. And you force the men to do the women's work, the women to do the men's work. That was this Avdu Behem Befarech. They made them work Befarech. And the one that said that the word farech means perach, so hocha vade befricha. That's what it meant before. We have the word befarech twice. Here it definitely means back-breaking, heart-crushing work. Darsh Rabbi Vira, we dash in further. Rabbi Vira says, Bishar, this is one of the most famous statements. This is such an important idea. Bishar noshim sitkani yoshim yosador. Nigalu Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. In the zuchus, in the merit of the holy Jewish women that lived in that generation in Mitzrayim, the Jewish people were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim, and the Medrash tells us, V'asidin li'goyel, it'll be in the merit of the Jewish women that we will be redeemed again, Merv Yomeinu, when the third Beis HaMikdash is built and Moshiach Tzidkenu comes. So the righteous women were the ones that got out of Mitzrayim, not the righteous men. The women were righteous, as we'll see from the following drasha. When the women would go and get water, they would draw the water up from the rivers or the streams. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezamin lehem dogim kitanim b'chadeim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that they went fishing, so to say. They would dip their buckets into the water, and not only would water come up, but they would have little fish inside there. Delicious, tasty little fish. V'shavos mechzamayim mechzadogim. So they would draw in their pails, there would be half water and half fish inside the pails, or bowls, shofasos, steak kaderos, and they would go cook them. They would make hot water on one kadera, in one pot, and they would cook the fish in the other pot. So this way, they would have hot water to go and bathe their husbands, and they would have a delicious sup for them. And then, the Mitzrayim made the Jewish people, the men, stay out in the fields, and work out in the fields. So they didn't let him come home, so they wouldn't be able to procreate. So the women, the holy Noshim Sidkanios, they went out to the fields with the bucket of hot water and the bucket full of cooked fish. Umelichos Eitzel Baleim Lasada. They went out to the field where their husbands were, and they gave them the hot water, and they gave them the fish. And with the hot water, Machitzas Osan, they would go and wash their husbands from the schwitz, to the hard work that they did, Vesachos Osan, and they would go and, anoint them and make them very comfortable. Umachilos Osan, Umashos Osan, so they would feed them and give them to drink. And the Medrash says that they would beautify themselves. They took out the mirrors. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take the mirrors of the Jewish women to make the kiyar and make various kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said, no, those are the most dearest thing to me. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that this was a little bit preachers, that these mirrors are used to go and make the husbands want to be with their wives, so the wives beautified themselves. So Moshe Rabbeinu thought, no, that's maybe improper to use for the kalim for the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, this is what saved Klal Yisrael, because by making themselves beautiful and by bringing out the water and the fish, they were able to make their husbands revitalize. So they would go and have relations with their husbands. Bein shivatayim means on the borders of the field. And Rashi explains that they were heaped up a little bit. The borders separating the different fields were heaped up. And therefore, there was a little bit of a privacy over there, and therefore, they would be able to go and have relations bitzina, and that's what they did. So the Jewish women saved the day, because the men were so broken that they didn't want to have relations with their wives. They said, listen, we're going to bring more children to the world, and the Mitzrayim are going to throw them into the river, and we're so tired and exhausted. So the Noshim Sifkanios saved Klal Yisrael. And furthermore, Bishar, Tishkevu, and Bein Shefatoyim, since they went over here and seduced, so to say, their husbands and had relations with them in these Tzniyas Nika areas, so Zochu Yisrael, Lebizas Mitzrayim. This was the reason why Klal Yisrael left Beruchush Godol. Shenemar, Kanfe Yona, Nechpo, Vakaseth, Vevrosea, Birakrach, Chorutz. Klal Yisrael is referred to as the Kanfe Yona, Rashi reminds us, and therefore we left with these wings that were coated with all sorts of silver and gold. Okay. Mora says, V'kivon shemis abros bos lovateim. Once they became pregnant, so they came back to their houses, and V'kivon shemagia zman molodeim. When it became time to give birth, the Mitzrayim found out, so they would go out to the fields. Holchos yoldos basod etachas etapuach. There's the midwives, as we'll learn about even later in the shiur today, they told Paro, no, the Jewish women, they don't need midwives. They go out to the field and they just have the babies. So here, the Jewish women went out to the fields and had the babies tachas tapuach, underneath the tapuach. Tapuach is often translated as an apple tree. Some suggest that's why we have the charoses, it's a minok to make apples to remind us of this. Others suggest it means a citrus tree. In any event, hochos yoldos basod the tachas tapuach, underneath the apple tree. Shenema tachas tapuach or raticha vigomer. So this is where they engaged in relations as well in that area, and that's where the Klal Yisrael was born. Now, they didn't have midwives there, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either Kaviyocho Ba'atzmo, or with angels, they sent the angels to be Menaker U'Mishaper, to go and clean up, make Noki, and to Mishaper, to straighten out the Jewish babies that were born. Like a midwife would do it, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either himself, Kaviyocho, or with angels, he sent them to go and be the midwives to the Jewish women. Shenemar, the pasuk says, that there was nobody there to go and cut your umbilical cord, there was nobody there to go and smooth out the skins of the babies, and nobody there to go and take care of the babies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us. And they would gather the angels, if it's all about the angels, so they gathered stones, and from these stones they would suckle the babies. One stone produced oil, and one stone produced dvash. As the puzzle says, so they were miraculously fed over here and anointed. So the Mitzrayim saw that the Jewish people, the women, had left to go out to the fields to give birth. So boy and Lahargan, they went to kill the Jewish babies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace, and the Jewish babies were swallowed up in the ground and were protected and not able to be destroyed by the Mitzrayim. So what did the Mitzrayim do? So Umevin Shvarim. So the Mitzrayim, the wicked Mitzrayim, it was all of the Mitzrayim. It wasn't just the leadership, right? Everybody else was just following orders. No, they went out there extra to go and harm the Jewish people. They brought these oxen. They saw the Jewish babies went into the ground, so they plowed over those areas in the hopes to kill the Jewish babies that were now in the ground. As the pasuk says, on top of me, the people plowed. The Mitzrayim plowed, trying to kill the Jewish babies in Nebuch. After they left, they figured, oh, we definitely killed any babies that were there. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made a nace. The Yotzin ki esev hasoda. The Jewish babies popped up like grass grows through the ground. The Jewish babies popped back up. And this is what we have in the Haggadah, the famous word, Shenemar, Revovo ki tzemach hasoda nisatich, that I made you like the plants that were tens of thousands of like blades of grass that were growing through over here. Famous pasuk in Yecheskel, which we say in the Haggadah, that's why it's so famous. So that's what this pasuk means. The kivon shemis gadlin, so the Jewish babies grew up, boin adorim adorim levatein. They came back to their houses like flocks of sheep come back after they pastured out in the field. Shenemar, as the pasuk continues, vatirbi, you increased, vatigdali, and you grew up, vatoboi, and you came home, ba'ade adoim, which literally means all filled up with adornments. However, instead of reading it Ba'adei Adoyim, meaning adornments, Al Tikri Ba'adei Adoyim, read it instead Ela Be'edrei Adorim. Read as if it was written. They came back like with flocks and flocks of babies coming back, now grown up as adults. And we see that they recognized the Yad Hashem, because when we went through Yamsuf, so Hem Hikiru Tchila, they realized the Yad HaChazakot was a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because they were familiar with that Kodesh Baruch Hu, he had raised them. Shenemar, they said, Zeh Keli V'Yamveyu, this is our God, and we will go and beautify him. In other words, we know this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he was the one that raised us. Beautiful drasha of this famous pasuk from Yecheskel, which we say in the Seder. Pasuk continues to be Dashim. Now we go back to the wicked decree that they would throw all the Jewish babies into the Yam Suf. Originally it was the Jewish babies, then when they saw that the Moshiach and Shal Yisrael would be born, and they didn't know whether he was an Egyptian or a Mitzri, they even threw the Mitzriim babies into the Yam Suf. So Paro tells to the Mialdos of Yos, Ashashem Achashifrav, Shem Ashini Puah. So he told them, Shifra and Puah, go throw the Jewish babies, kill the Jewish babies. Rabu Shmuel, Chadamar Isha Ubita. So who are these Shifra and Puah? So one of them, either again, Rabu Shmuel, we don't know which one. We have throughout this Gemara, Rabu Shmuel saying things, we're not sure which one said which. One of them said it was a mother and daughter. The Chadamar Kala Chamos, one said it was a mother and her daughter-in-law. Mandi Amar Isha Ubita, one who said it was a mother and daughter, says that this is referring to Yocheved or Miriam. It was Yocheved and her daughter Miriam. Umandi Amar Kala Chamos, one said it was the daughter-in-law and the mother-in-law, so that's a reference to Yocheved and Elisheva. Elisheva married Aaron, so she was ultimately Yocheved's daughter-in-law. Now, Tanya, we have a brisa, Kiman the Omer Isha Bita. We have a brisa that says, like the opinion that holds that it was a mother and daughter, like the more famous interpretation, that it's Yocheved and Miriam. The brisa says, the Tanya, Shifra is a reference to Zu Yocheved. It says, Beferish, that this is Yocheved. Why was she called Shifra? That was a nickname for her. Shemeshaperis is of Lot. She would smooth out and straighten out the limbs of the baby. Alternatively, Dover Acher, Shifra, she was called Shifra Sheparu V'Ravu Yisrael B'Yamel, because she caused the Klai Yisrael to have period of Arivia. She saved the Jewish babies. The Baal HaTurim has a very interesting idea. He says Shvoferes, the word tube, was that she intubated the children that were having difficulty breathing. So in an early reference for the Baal HaTurim in the Pasuk, Shifra to intubation. What is Pua? Zu Miriam. The Brisa says Beferish that this is Yocheved and Miriam. Pua is Miriam. Why was she called Pua? V'Lomenikwa Shema Pua. Shaisa Po'a. Now the Girsa that we have is Umotzia es Havlad, but the correct Girsa should be, as Rashi has, Lavlad, that she went and she did poo-poo to the Vlad. Those that have the Girsa, Umotzia es Havlad, said that she would whisper into the mother's ears. This is the top Tosos, Pirish, Rebbeinu Chananel, Locheshes Luchisha V'yotzia Vlad. She would whisper into the mother's ears, and that would somehow make the birth go much more simply. And this is what, by whispering into the mother's ears, by saying soothing things, the birth came about much more easily. Okay, whichever gear so we have, there's two different ways to understand it. So she would either coo to the babies, poo 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 to the babies, or that she would say something to the mothers to help them deliver much more easily. Alternatively, Dover Acher, why she called Pua? Pua, Shaisa Pua, B'Ruach HaKodesh. She would speak with Ruach HaKodesh. V'Omeris, she said, listen, I got my parents to get back together, and I told them that you're more harsh than the decree of Paro. Paro is just Zocher, is just Gozer, Al Hazharim, and you're Gozer on the Nekevus as well, by not having any children. So her parents got back together, Amram and Yocheved remarried, and there was Zocher then to have Moshe Rabbeinu. So she said, V'omeris, Asida imi, she kept on prophesying, my mother will be the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetelet Bein, Shemoshi Yisrael. She's going to give birth to a child that will go and save Klai Yisrael. Continued actually in the Pasuk, Vayomer, Bialitren, Esavios, Begomer. So the Pasuk of Begomer is a recent Al of Noyim, and Bein Huv, Amithen, Oso, Imbasi, Vachoya. So Paro told them, go and see. If it's a Jewish boy, kill him. If it's a Jewish girl, save him. The Mepharshim will explain, because he wanted to have Pritzus, he wanted to have licentious relations and have this group of women that we can take advantage of, Rachmanu Litzlan. So therefore, he said, just kill the boys, but leave the girls. So what does it mean when it says recent alho of Noyim, my of Noyim? Again, it's funny that it doesn't quote the part of the pasuk that we're actually going to darshan right now. That's very common. The editors would put in the Gomer in the wrong places. In any event, what does it mean, recent alho of Noyim, my of Noyim? So Omer Rav Chanan says, Simen Godol Matzah Lehem Paro. Paro gave them a sign when how he should know that the Jewish women are about to give birth. So therefore, you can go and kill them before the baby even comes out. Amalan, he said to them, Bishah Shekoras Lele, at the moment that the woman is bending down to go and give birth, Yerechoseha, her thighs, Mitztananos, become very, very cold, Kavonim, like stones. So you'll feel the thighs becoming cold. Oh, you know they're about to give birth, and you'll go kill the babies. And he also gave them another simon to know which are going to be boys if the baby is born with the face down, so it's going to be a boy, because during Tashmish, the man is on top, his face is down, so Nistama, the boys will be born facing down, and the girls who are on the bottom during Tashmish, so they, the girls will be born with the face up. Another way to dash in Urisan Alav Noyim, so the way a person goes and makes pottery, so he sits with one leg over one side and one leg on the other side, and the clay, the pottery that he's making is in between. The man who's making the pots, so he sits with one thigh this way, one thigh that way, and he has the clay, the block that he's working on in the middle. So too, Af Isha, a woman, she has Yerech Mikan, Vavlad Bienza. She has one thigh here, one thigh there, and the baby comes out from the middle. Then it says, in Beinu, Vamiten also, Paro tells the midwives, if it's a boy, go and kill him. So, Amar Bichanina, Simon Godum Wasalhen, this is what I just mentioned a moment ago, Bein Panav Lamata, Bas Panel Lamala, so you can go kill the baby, even before the mother has a chance to get attached to the baby, you'll kill it right away, say, sorry, the baby died, a stillborn. Then it says, Vatirena. Many people mispronounce this word, and it says, Vatirena. No, Vatirena. They feared. Amialdos, Esolokim. The Mialdos, they feared Kodesh Baruch Hu, Velo Asu, and they did not do Kasher Dibar Alehem Paro Melech Mitzroyim. So they didn't do what Paro said, that's the Vagomer. So it should have said, Velo Asu Kasher Dibar Lohen, Lohen Miboyle, as Paro spoke to them. What does it mean, Alehen? So the Gemara says, Amar Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Yosi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, says that the word Alehen is a Lashon of Bia, Malami, Shetivon Lidvar Aveira, Velo Nizbo, that Paro wanted to have relations with Yocheved and Miriam. He tried to seduce Yocheved and Miriam. He felt that if he seduced them, so they would be much quicker to go carry out his will. But they didn't even give it a moment's thought, alone his bow. They weren't in any way thinking about this. So the way we see that this idea, Alihen, is a lashon of Bia, so the Mepharshim should bring down, because the Pasuk says that with Leah, that when Lavan substituted Leah for Rachel, it says, Vayavo Eleha. So we see this Lashon of Alein is the Lashon of Bia. Okay, that's the drasha that Rabbi Yosef Rechanina says. Then it says, V'techayenu asa yilodim. So the midwives, Shifra and Pua, Yocheved Miriam, Yocheved and Elisheva, they saved the Jewish babies. Tana, the Brisa says, Lo dayan, it's not enough. Shlohim Yizosan, not only did they not go and kill the Jewish babies, Elo shayum maspikos lehem mayim mezozim. They fed them and took care of them to make sure that they lived. The Mepharshim explained this. It's a tilim for the kids. The Mepharshim say that they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Jewish babies should not die, even the ones that normally would have died. So nobody could chas v'shalom accuse them of having listened to the decree of Paro. Normally, there's a certain percentage of babies don't survive birth, and they die. So they daven, and in fact, v'tichyena seyeladim, even those children that were supposed to die, their tefilos caused those children not to die. We continue with the pasuk, "Vatomarna hamiyaldos el pario kilo chanoshim v'gomer," that the Jewish women aren't like the Egyptian women. They don't need midwives. They're like chayos. Again, we're darshing the pasuk that the Jewish women are chayos. The end of the pasuk, kilo chanoshim hamitzios irios ki chayos heina. That's the part that we're now darshing. What does it mean, they're chayos? If you're going to tell me ilemo chayos mamish, that they're actually midwives themselves. The word chayos could mean midwives. So all the Jewish women don't need midwives because they're midwives. That's not true. Atu chaya milo tzricha chaya achrite leoluda. A woman who's a midwife, so she also needs a midwife to assist her. You can't assist yourself, so to say. So that can't be the understanding that they're all midwives. Ella, amulo. So the midwives told Paro. They said, "Umazu, the Jewish people, kechayon imshal Kodesh Baruch Hu has compared us to animals, and wild animals don't have midwives; they just give birth on their own. Yehuda is called Gur Aryeh; it's called a lion, right? A young lion. Don yidon nachash. Don is referred to as a nachash. Naphtali is ayolah shlucha; he's like a hind, a certain type of deer. Yisachar chamar garim; he's like a strong donkey. Yosef bechor shor; he's like an ox. Binyamin zev yitrof; he's like a wolf. So therefore, those shvatim, the chsivbei, that call them certain type of animals, chsivbei. But even the other shvatim, ludolol chsivbei, the other shvatim where it doesn't mention that they're like an animal, nevertheless, chsivbei, ma imcha levia, bein arayos, rav tzo v'gomer, that all of Klai Yisrael is referred to as a lion that's crouching. So therefore, all of Klai Yisrael is referred to as chayos, that they don't need a midwife, and therefore we won't be successful in killing the Jewish babies because they only call us after the fact and not during the birth, and therefore we can't go and carry out your plan. Gemara continues to darshan, Vayhi, Kiyaru, Hamayaldos, Eso, Elokim, Vayas, Lehem, Batim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded the midwives for doing what they did because they feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he made them houses. Rabu Shmuel, again, we have Machlokas, we're not sure which one said which. Chalimar, Bate, Kuhuna, Levia. One of the two opinions was that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them houses. That's a reference to that they would have children that would be Kohanim and Leviim. And the other opinion was, Chalimar, Bate, Malchus, that they would have children that would be royalty. They would have Melachim coming for them. That's very easy to understand. That's Aaron and Moshe. They would have Aaron the Kohen and Moshe the Levim. The one that said that there would be Malchus coming for them, David Nami Mimiriam Kaasi. That David HaMelech came from Miriam. How was that? It says, Vatomas Azuva, the words Ashes Kalev aren't there, but she was in fact Ashes Kalev. She was called Azuva because she had been left. They thought she was going to die. She had Saras, and they thought that she was going to die, and she was ultimately saved. So Ekachlo Kalev as Ephrat. So then she was called Ephrat. He married her, and she bore him Chor. She had a child with him, Chor, the famous Chor, the nephew of Aaron and Moshe, who died, Nebuch, by the chait of the Meraglim. So she was the mother of Chor, and Uksiv, David ben Ish Ephrasi v'gomer. David was a descendant from that lineage of the family, and therefore we can see that Malachim came. This is the Batim that are referred to by one of the two opinions of Rav or Shmuel. This is a good breakpoint at the two dots over here. It's a long shiur today, a beautiful shiur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.